Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire broadcast, this podcast, is being recorded and aired for March the 16th, 2025. I'm giggling because just as I was starting this this podcast, it's amazing to me how everything always works with itself and how serendipitous this all is. The person that I'm going to answer her question wrote me and said to me here in this email, if you don't have time, you don't have to write me or do a podcast, she says here. I may not understand anything you have to say anyway. So, oh my. All right, this person, her name is Jean. She lives in mid-America, as she put it, which is tragic. the heartland of conservatism and crazy. You know, they used to call California the land of fruit and nuts, and I just don't find that to be true anymore, or never to be true. It is. I was born and raised here, but I always thought it was the norm, and that shows you how arrogant and stupid I could be. Anyway, I am grateful, Gene, for your very kind question. Here it is. Why are we here? Why are we to be living as we do, she says, with all of the violence and disarray, she puts. Isn't there a better way, or is there another way? And then she goes into a litany of what her problems are with people and the world. And then at the end, she says, there's nothing left to do but to learn how to survive better. Well, Jean, I understand your plight. I think the thing that is most difficult for me in answering questions like this is, how do I answer it in a way that isn't, shall we say, in harmony with your low self-esteem, your deep mental and emotional problems, your mental acuity, your conventional mindset. I have this with everybody. It's not just you. People ask bigger questions than their minds can understand. And when the answer is given to us in many various ways, people become scared and run the opposite way. They want a philosophy that they can understand, that they can believe in, that they think is right. That's all they really want. And Gene, I get that impression from your email that all you really want me to say is the things you've asked, pertinent questions, but you want me to say things that are relevant only to your mentality, your genetic mental acuity. And the answers that you need, that you want, are not a part of what you can think. So that puts me in a terrible place with you because I'm not able really to help you. You just want me to say the things that comfort you and that make sense to you. And in doing so, then what the answer is diminished into obscurity. It's not there at all. And I don't know what to say to you, except you would have to become more broad-minded. That's the polite way of saying it, to become more broad-minded, bigger in your ability to go beyond the genetics. If you are really serious about your question, why are we here and all of that other good stuff, which is a good question, you're going to have more, you're going to have more of a broader point of view. You're going to have to let go of your mental and emotional presumptions and assumptions. And if you do that, then you and I could have a really good conversation. It wouldn't be about converting you or changing you. It'd be about presenting to you the things, the essentials of a life lived seeking the awakening. But you have no idea what that means. You're not interested in awakening. You're interested in righteousness and being comfortable and happy and having all the things you want. And you think that is the way, the means, and the purpose of a life, as you said here in your email, and it isn't. But, you know, what can I say? Really, what can I say to someone like you? You're wrong. You don't want to hear that. You're right. That wouldn't be true. You're confused. Now you're insulted. I mean, really, who can talk to you? You've got to consider when you ask a question of someone like me or anyone like me who has explored beyond the confines of conventional mindsets, you have to ask yourself, do I really want the answer? Because it isn't going to be what I expected nor what I wanted. I've had many students in my life, Gene, many, many. They come, they listen, and when it gets tough, when it really gets down to the nitty-gritty, when it gets down to a place where they really have to take a deep look at the way their human has acted out in their life and overtaken them like a cancer, that's when they look at it and go, I don't want to go any further because I don't know what's beyond all of this. I don't know what the repercussions are going to be. And it's hard for the people of the unrequited, and by that I mean that they feel cheated and lost, and they don't feel loved, or they don't have any love within them to reconcile their life in compassion and love, forgiveness, mercy. It's very hard to help them, and you would be in that category. I don't know what I could say to help you. I don't even know if you really want help. I think that you have, by your last email to me as I began, low self-esteem, and you're in the unrequited category whereby you don't know who you are because you are not a who. You're really not even a what, but we have very limited meaning in our vernacular. We are love. We are no thing. We take on this fleshly body as a means only to experience basically what we are not. You are love. You are the light. You are the light of this world, as Jesus talked about it. But how could you ever know that based in the assumptions and presumptions of your mental and emotional acuity? How would you ever know? You couldn't accept it. If you knew how beautiful we all are, including you, that is beyond the confines of your skin, you would really be very surprised, and you would be deeply moved. Because it would change the unrequited love thing you've got going on within you about being loved, about being cared for, about a bigger purpose in your life other than just imagining that you know and living to survive and hoping it all works out as you say in your email. This is a very difficult thing for people. They ask more than what they can give. They ask more than what they can understand. They ask more than what they really basically can accept. So there you are, my dear. I know we'll never meet again on the airwaves, as it were. But I wanted to have something important to say to you, maybe get you thinking a little bit on another line, and then maybe you could become more, shall we say, responsible to the love that lives within you rather than merely being afraid of whether or not you will survive or not. Whoa, interesting week of questions for me. I hope they helped you, and I'll be back on the air next week. Many blessings to all of you. Om Shanti. Please forgive me. Namaste.
Thank you.